This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents An Orphan's Courage by Kathy Sharp, read by Antonia Beamish.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1.
Want some pocket money?
The drunken voice asked, and a large hand waved a pound note at Ginny Hollis enticingly. He leered at her in a way that sent chills down Ginny's spine, and she shook her head as he rose to his feet and stumbled across her mother's kitchen towards her.
Come on, it isn't hard to be nice to me, is it?
Ginny drew back, feeling the vomit rise in her throat as she saw the lascivious gleam in his eyes. She kept her gaze fixed on the face of the latest of her mother's punters, backing away, moving towards the door and freedom. He was good-looking in a dark, brutish way, with black hair slicked back with hair oil and unshaven chin. Jake wasn't the first to offer her money in order to be allowed to fumble beneath her skirts, and his approach was the same as that of all the others. When her mother was in the room, they played the nice uncle. But as soon as Ginny was alone with them, they tried to molest her. Some offered enticing.